Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess. The finished work of Christ, episode 658. Let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "More brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." I always pause here to say, "Not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ, we've looked at physical events that led to his death, we're now on the revelatory, and talking about revelation, we went to Genesis, Abraham, out of the deadness of his body, a new creation came out. And then we went to 2 Kings 6, we went to Luke chapter 1, where we saw the incarnation. And now we are in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." Are you going to pay attention to God's word? When you decrease the attention on other things and now focus on the word of God. So decrease the attention on media, social media, the internet. So we're doing that one, an internet fast. And we came to Proverbs because of Mark 11, there's a story there about Jesus went to get figs for the tree. The tree had no figs. He cursed and said, "No one eats fruit of you now or thereafter forever." And truly, the fig tree died. But physically, it was as though nothing had happened until they came back the following day. "Master, master, the fig tree you cursed is dead." Then Jesus said in Mark 11:23, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved." So I said, many people say, "Me, who am I to move mountains?" Maybe he's talking about the Pope. And that is why we went to Genesis to look at the man God created. Why Jesus had the audacity to say that you are going to talk to mountains. You are going to talk to that job. You are going to talk to your bank account. You are going to talk about that leg. Call it a bad leg. You're going to talk to that knee, you're going to talk to that backache, you're going to talk to your accounts, you're going to talk to the church that you're pastoring that is refusing to grow, you're going to talk to that issue you have right now. How are you going to do it? And that is what we are learning right now. So Jesus said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," because he knows that the man God created is a man who is fit to be a ruler. So we've gone to Genesis 1:28, and the Hebrew word for rule, to have dominion is raudah. That's how you say it, but in spelling r-a-t-a-h. So if you don't understand all these, it means that you have to go back into the archives and please draw out. There is so much to learn, so much to change your life. Oh yes. So round down, now we're looking at the other things concerning having dominion. So after you looked at round down, now we said that it also means to tread down, to tread down. So let's look at other versions of Genesis 1:28. Sometimes when you take other versions, you are able to get an idea of what the writers meant when they wrote, "And let the man have dominion." Okay, so to tread down, and to have dominion also means to be the master. To be the master. So when you look at a New Living Translation, it says, "Then God said, let us make people in our image to be like ourselves." Do you remember an exact duplication of God? Man is an exact duplication of God. "They will be masters over all life." I love this. Don't you love it? made the man in his own image to be like him, to be an exact duplication of the God kind, then he says they will be masters over all life. And in fact, if you look at just masters, you know, when you say somebody's reading is masters. We are talking about somebody who has moved from the ordinary into what is meant for people of a certain class. So you're reading your masters. And God says that when you are ruling this earth, in comparison to them, you'll be like one with masters. Now, when you have your masters and you go to kindergarten to go and train the children and or to talk to them, are you going to stand there to do M? No, you won't do M. You already have your masters. My goodness. You are a guru. You are greater. And when you talk, it can be heard in your voice that you are indeed a master. Let us make people, New Living Translation, in our own image to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life. They will be masters over all lives. This is God's intention for you, my dear. This is what God says about you today. You are a master over all life. Yes, all life. You are a master. Listen, this is how you do it. You say it for yourself. I'm saying over you, look at the effect. But when you begin to say it, I am a master. I am a master over all life. I am a master over all life. That is your position. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. Come back for more.